This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. The last day of winter. So it's surprising that you see concerns about brush fires, of all things, in March in western Pennsylvania across the state, apparently. And we are honored to have with us Thomas Cook, who is the Pennsylvania State Fire Commissioner. Commissioner, welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about with you, but let's start there. The increased risk of wildfires is pretty unusual for the month of March.
Yeah, but Pennsylvania is falling in line with what we're seeing across the rest of the nation, where with lack of rainfall, the underbrush is dry and ready to function as a tinderbox. So, you know, we're advising a higher level of caution, especially on what we call red days, where you have extreme dry and extreme dryness and high winds. So
what is the count right now? What is the status on wildfires and brush fires in Pennsylvania through this point in the year?
I honestly don't have a number in front of me this morning, but it is up from previous years. And, we work with very closely with our partners over in DCNR, the Conservation and Natural Resources, a great partnership where we kind of attack the problem twofold.
And that said, we have heard recently, Commissioner, about some concerns of fire hydrants around the region not having enough pressure or water to support in case there was an incident outside of what we've seen, you know, dealing with house fires. What are you hearing about this subject?
So this is, it's actually, I probably, I'll let the cat out of the bag, so to speak, right? It's actually a more common problem than people realize, especially in the older areas of the Commonwealth where the water system, you know, dates in some cases back to the late 1800s. And what happens is sediment builds up in these water mains and reduces the size of the orifice the water can flow through, which then reduces flow. You know, in some cases, that's what's going on. In other cases, you may have a water main that was put in for a residential neighborhood of single-family homes, and then it's converted to multifamily homes. And, you know, so there's a lot of infrastructure problems that go into this. It's not just a simple, the system is broke.
Getting back to the wildfire question, is there an area in the Commonwealth that's more prone to this, or is there an area that is more prone as things stand right now?
I really don't have a great answer for you, Larry. It's, it's pretty scattered across the Commonwealth at this point. And, you know, I don't believe I've seen the data show us any particular patterns over time.
We're with Pennsylvania State Fire Commissioner Thomas Cook, by the way, appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. I understand that position, almost 40 years experience in this area. And that said, is there a way to begin to try to address the fire hydrant issue again?
So it starts with, you know, are we out inspecting, testing, and on some type of regular schedule, and where we identify problems, that those problems are pushed over to the water authority for resolution.
And while we have you, any other thing on your radar while we have a chance to hear from the State Fire Commissioner?
Sure. I mean, you know, this whole hydrant thing and wildfires, you know, they're two of many issues that the fire service in Pennsylvania is trying to come to grips with here. You know, we've got funding issues, we've got staffing issues, and there's no one-size-fits-all solution that works everywhere in the Commonwealth. One of the things that we're working with Governor Shapiro on is part of his budget proposal for the 25-26 budget is a brand new $30 million funding stream to create a competitive grant so that, you know, we can start to address, and it's only a start to address the funding problems we're having in the fire service across Pennsylvania.
I am starting my newscasts each hour with a short story about the fire risk being elevated due to the dry and windy conditions. And the question that I have about that is at what point does a burn ban come into play?
So the way the laws are written in Pennsylvania, the county government is responsible for the burn bans. So it's up to the county to be tracking conditions within their geographic footprint. And then they decide when the risk is too high and can put a burn in place. The Commonwealth, either through DCNR or Parks and Rec, can, or the Game Commission, can put bans in place on state-owned property. But it is something, you know, obviously we work in consultation with the emergency management coordinators in the counties and try and determine when the threshold hits a point where we need the burn ban.
Commissioner, we really appreciate your time. Great information. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Pennsylvania's State Fire Commissioner Thomas Cook.